Welcome to Module 5, the final module for this section. As we wrap up the work we've done in this phase, it's time to start our working impact statement. An impact statement is an extension of both the problem and the cause and effect statement. This statement aims to define how we're affected in each of the four pillars of our TFAC system and how we're getting stuck in a feedback cycle to and with our shame. As with the other statements, I like to indicate this is a draft as I think it helps allow flexibility in our processing. So using the worksheet below, you'll fill in the following. The issues and problems I've identified significantly impact my everyday life. Because of this, I think blank about myself and the world around me, including blank. These thoughts impact me and keep me stuck in a state of unhappiness in all the following ways. The emotions I get stuck in when I think about these thoughts are blank, which makes it hard to feel like I can get out of or expand beyond this state of being. When I get stuck in these feelings, I feel or think blank about the life I'm leading and the people in it. Thinking about how I act or engage in my life makes me feel blank. And I notice I judge myself by saying things like, these actions are working to keep me stuck in the stagnant place of unhappiness, distress, unfulfillment by. And finally, when I think about the relationships in my life, I notice there are relationships in my life I know I have to change or let go of. Thinking about that makes me feel blank because I know I want to make a change because, and I have to be kind to myself as reflecting on work can be overwhelming. Right now, my confidence in myself is blank and I feel blank. As with all of this work so far, you'll notice there are overlaps to what we've been working on in other phases that will come through in this statement. As you reread your three statements thus far, you'll see some continuity in the language used and a deepening of or expanding on how we think about and connect to it. An example from my own work looks like this. The issues and problems I've identified significantly impact my everyday life. Because of this, I think poorly about myself and the world around me, including that I'll never be good enough. I should be doing more, especially in my relationships, and I'm failing. I also get caught in thinking that people are selfish and don't show up for me the ways I need them or they let me down. The world is toxic and that everything feels futile. These thoughts impact me and keep me stuck in a state of unhappiness in the following ways. I fixate on any negative review, mistake, or point of feedback. I take on a dominant and primary role in most relationships, asking for little and then resenting it later. I constantly put the focus back on other people, even though I'm longing to be heard. I get overwhelmed with the drive to succeed and be successful, and yet feel like nothing will ever work out and get stuck in paralyzing thoughts of scarcity and performance. The emotions I get stuck in when I think these thoughts are anxiety and anger, which makes it hard to feel like I can get out of or expand beyond this state of being. When I get stuck in these feelings, I feel hopeless and sad about the life I lead and the people in it. I feel trapped and like I need to break out, but don't know where to go. I also feel shame because I enjoy a lot of the things in and about my life, and when I'm anxious, I get pulled out of that place of peace and enjoyment, which is really difficult for me. Thinking about how I act or engage in my life makes me feel frustrated that I can't be happy or enjoy moments in the present because I'm fixated on the past or present. I get annoyed that I stay silent in relationships where I need something they aren't giving and that I don't set the boundaries I need to help me get out of those places of stuckness and loneliness. I notice I judge myself by saying, "You're creating your own misery. This is on you for not doing and saying X." I also get stuck in the trap that things would be different if I had done something sooner or wasted less time on X. I'll beat myself up for big and small losses or perceived wastes of time, and then have a lot of self-directed anger that can arise. These actions are working to keep me stuck in the stagnant place of unhappiness, distress, and unfulfillment by taking me out of the present, piling shame on shame, which makes assertive communication more difficult, and getting stuck in fear of what could happen if I do or don't do X, and the ways this will impact me and my life. I also feel a pull towards and yet away from my values. I want to lean into the relationships and spaces that are important to me, and yet I feel such a pull to have to be seen and celebrated as a result of my shame that sometimes I give my all for shame-based motivations rather than my values and commitment to those people and places. And finally, when I think about the relationships in my life, I notice that so much of my tension I feel in them is of my own making. Not saying what I need, eroding my own boundaries, assuming they can't handle disappointment or distress, so assuming more myself to take care of or support them, and allowing personal and professional relationships that are unhealthy or shame-triggering to continue to exist at too high a volume in my life. There are relationships in my life I know I have to change and or let go of. Thinking about that makes me feel scared and sad because I worry about being alone and letting people down. I get stuck in the narrative that it's not that bad and they really need me to do or be blank. I feel like I'm so awkward at times, so making new friendships or even establishing new work contacts can kick up the beliefs that I have that I don't know how to talk to people. I also know that some of the changes need to happen with close relationships. And it's hard when you have to accept what or who something is versus what you want it to be. I also have a hard time accepting that it's not my fault when things have to change or end. I could have maybe done something more or whatever those thoughts might be. I know I want to make a change because I'm not happy or fulfilled and know that continuing on this path isn't serving other people or me. And I have to be kind to myself as reflecting on work can be overwhelming. Right now, my confidence in myself is low, but growing. As I see this work as being necessary and connected to something much deeper, the easier it is for me to give myself grace that this is not easy. I feel nervous and unsure of what the actual work will look like, but I'm getting clear on the direction I need to go. Here are a few tips I want to note before you sit down to fill this in. First, emotions are tricky, and we often get stuck using the exact 2 to 3 words every time to describe how we feel. Some of this is just habituation and ease, and a lot of this is that we haven't really been given a lot of opportunities to learn about and engage in emotion identification and learning. This isn't taught to us. We likely grew up in family circles where emotions weren't talked about at length. Below this video, I did link a list of emotions you can use to try on different feelings and see how they fit in this work. This is a super helpful tool to have printed and on display at work or home to refer to at different times of the day and check in with yourself. There's also an incredible book, Atlas of the Heart, that Brené Brown did that walks through the primary emotions we feel and need to give language to and space for in our lives. So I put a link to that book below the video as well. The second thing, don't rush through this or get limited by the template. Remember, no template fits all. I see this all the time where people either try and fit everything onto the lines given in a workbook or worksheet, or will try to force their language and story into someone else's words. This is incredibly limiting to the processing part of this work and does nothing but put boxes around our reflection. Make changes if you need to the format. Add your own style. Get a new sheet of paper. Type up your own format. The goal is not to complete my template, but to create a supportive tool for you. Third, when you get to the last part, which asks about confidence, you can also use the scaling sheets provided at the end of each phase page. Remember, we've not done the work yet to formally define and begin implementing our goals. So when you see your confidence is low or wavering, that's not a bad sign. If you felt like you had everything you needed already, then you probably didn't need this course, as the insight building is only half the process. Use this statement as an honest reflection on where you're at and anchor yourself on what you need. Now, before you go, I want to highly encourage you to take the time to share in the discussion forum. Where are you at? What have you learned? Or are you feeling stuck, scared, or shamed? And how can we be a support for you? Remember, this work is incredibly deep and personal in so many ways, but it's also something we can all relate to and that we've all felt and get stuck in those feelings. With that, we are officially done with phase 2B, or more expansively, phase 2. How do you feel? Exhausted? Me too. And I'm not even on the side of the work that you're at. So be sure to take some time for self-care. Use your guide and reach out to your community members or me if we can be a support. And when you're ready, I'll see you back here for phase 3, where we'll define what we want, who we want to be, and exactly how we're going to get there.